From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the Russian leader defends his decision to unleash bombs in Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin has denied reports that Russian airstrikes in Syria have caused civilian deaths. Speaking at a meeting with rights activists in the Kremlin, Putin Thursday described the reports as information attacks. Putin insisted that reports of civilian deaths came from Russian jets even took off from their bases in Syria. Khaled Koja, head of the Syrian National Council opposition group, said at the UN Wednesday that Russian airstrikes in four areas, including Talbisa, killed 36 civilians with five children among the dead. The claim could not be independently verified. Russia's defense ministry says it has damaged or destroyed 12 targets in Syria belonging to the Islamic State militant group, including a command center and ammunition depots. However, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the airstrikes in the central province of Hama Thursday hit locations of the U.S.-backed rebel group Tajammu al-Layza. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry yesterday expressed the displeasure of Washington with the decision by Moscow to bomb certain areas.
We would have grave concerns should Russia strike areas where ISIL and Al-Qaeda affiliated targets are not operating. Strikes of that kind would question Russia's real intentions fighting ISIL or protecting the Assad regime.
Afghanistan says its forces have recaptured parts of the northern city of Kunduz from Taliban fighters early Thursday in what officials have described as heavy fighting. This is VOA News.